White. Battle Creek, Michigan, July 17, 1874. Dear husband, I am feeling some better today and have consented to speak at the Health Institute this afternoon. For some reason, their diet is going back more after the old order. This must not be. Those who want a meat diet should go to the institutions where they can have it as an article of food upon their tables. I thought to speak this afternoon upon this question. July 19th. I had just commenced my letter when I was called off. I had good freedom in speaking at the Health Institute. All were so pleased, patients and all, to hear me. Sabbath, I thought I should rest, for my head was discharging bloody matter all the time and felt strangely. I sent word to Brother Smith not to depend on me at all, for I should not go to meeting Sabbath. But he went out in the country to Athens. A new church is raised up there near Sister Kelsey's. I hated to disappoint the people, so I walked down to the meeting house, so dizzy I found myself reeling and near falling. I tried to trust in God. I was all of a tremble, but thank the Lord this passed away. And if the Lord ever gave me the message for the people, it was that time. I felt more free than I had hitherto done. I told Uriah Smith this morning all I could think of was when my twin sister and myself would be carrying a heavy basket. If anything came up she did not like, she dropped the basket in the road, and of course I had to pick it up and carry it. He laughed heartily. I think he did not feel very penitent. I have been better ever since. We have just finished Sufferings of Christ. Willie has helped me, and now we take it to the office for Uriah to criticize it. It will, I think, make a 32-page tract. We received your card last night, in which you speak of having general conference session united with camp meeting. This may be done, for New York has sent in a request for their meeting to be deferred until after the Eastern camp meetings. They cannot now procure tents as they want. This gives a spare week after the time appointed for Michigan camp meeting. I think the appointment will go out in this next review, so we shall look for and depend on your coming. I hope you will be guided all right. We will pray for you every day as we have done, and more than that since we left you. We hope you will not work too hard. My speech in the park is said by very many to be the best they ever listened to. There is, they say, something in the paper to that effect, but I have not seen it. I have had a talk of about 1 hour this morning with doctors and helpers. I spoke very much to the point, then went to the office to confer about appointments. We had a dispatch written for you, for we decided to have the general conference 1 week earlier than the camp meeting, and the camp meeting held according to appointment. But after receiving the letter with request from New York, we decided to let general conference follow camp meeting. How does that please you? It has been exceedingly hot here. Not a drop of rain has fallen in Battle Creek for nearly 4 weeks. The ground is dry and parched. There can be no corn. I rejoice to hear that you are in good health. Willie is well. Brother Abby is well. Sister Abby is better than she has been for years, cheerful and happy. Lily would be well if all her habits were as they should be. She complains of her lungs, but there is a cause. She will spend considerable time rowing and in her amusement, which is not for her health. She is now helping her father in institute and is doing well. I have no special news to write you, except I greatly desire to see your face and look forward to the time with great pleasure. I know not what to advise in regard to Lucinda. She must follow the best light she can get. God will teach her. He will guide this precious, faithful, self-sacrificing soul. I know he will. I want to see her so very much. I prize her society, and no other one can fill her place to us. She is a dear, precious child to me. Her worth cannot be estimated by its weight in gold. She is my twin sister indeed in Christ. Have good courage in the Lord. Let us be cheerful and happy. I pursue your signs with great interest. It is good, good, good. Your Ellen. Love to Edson and Emma and my dear little girls, Addie and May. I do want to see them so much. I hope they will do right. Your Ellen.